This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. The North Coast Air Quality Management District has some slightly better news for residents affected by smoke from the dozens of fires burning in the region. Air quality has improved with a south wind that has cleared some of the smoke, and in Willow Creek, that means good to moderate air quality, with Orleans, Witchpeck, and Hoopup in the moderate range. The air is still unhealthy for sensitive groups in all areas around the fires. The Trinity County Sheriff's Office has lifted some of the evacuation orders for residents south of Highway 299. Residents were allowed to return to their homes at noon today, escorted by emergency personnel. Local road and trail closures in the immediate fire areas remain in effect, and Highway 299 is still closed west of Weaverville with periodic openings to allow through traffic. Residents in Del Norte County will see some relief from the smoke as well, with fires burning to the east of Smith River and to the north in Curry and Josephine counties in Oregon. Thunderstorms are in the forecast for the region overnight, and they could bring lower temperatures and higher humidity. Fire complexes burning in eastern Humboldt and Del Norte counties, as well as in Trinity and Siskiyou, have scorched more than 100,000 acres combined, and thousands of personnel remain assigned to the various blazes. The 5th District Supervisor race is now truly a race after West Haven resident Steve Madrone announced his candidacy to challenge incumbent Supervisor Ryan Sundberg for the seat. Madrone, a graduate of Humboldt State with a degree in resource management, touts his 4 decades of working to improve local watersheds and trails and membership in land trust organizations, as well as his willingness to work with all interested parties, as his strengths. Madrone said in the announcement that he is running because he believes he has the experience, energy, integrity, and commitment to bring the community together to solve our problems. Eureka police have identified the victim in a single-vehicle fatal collision on Tuesday night as 22-year-old Humboldt County man Kendall Schrader. Schrader was behind the wheel of his pickup when it slammed into a parked flatbed trailer at Wabash and Railroad. Schrader suffered fatal head trauma and was pronounced dead at the scene. He was the only occupant of the vehicle, and he's the 25th traffic fatality in the county this year. Humboldt deputies arrested 39-year-old Tara Gibson on Tuesday after conducting a traffic stop at the Johnson's Quality Motel on Redwood Drive in Garberville. Gibson was driving on a suspended license, and he also had a warrant out in his name. A search of Gibson turned up a loaded handgun, and he was booked into county jail for being a felon in possession of a firearm, the outstanding warrant, and the license violation. Investigators in Mendocino County have arrested a 14-year-old boy in connection with a shooting incident on Tuesday evening at Lake Mendocino. The 3 victims were taken to the hospital for treatment of gunshot wounds, and it remains unclear what altercation led to the shooting. Gang affiliation is suspected, and so far, the County Gang Task Force has only arrested the juvenile. He's the only suspect who has been identified as having fired shots. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.